You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12 because that's how you want it. You pick the song, we'll play it. Nolan McGraw is our DJ. Plaza Sports Tax Line. Bobby Eddie, Vinny Serrato. Ravens, OTAs, happening. Lamar's there. Orioles in New York, taking on the Yankees. That's happening. Big three-game series. And here to talk about both of those subjects, Shaking It Up Sports, he's the host. He's our Orioles and Ravens reporter. He's on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. He is our buddy, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what is up?
What's up, fellas?
Start with the Orioles first. They go through Toronto, three epic games, Saturday and Sunday in particular, going extra innings as the Orioles find ways to win. Cedric Mullins, incredible in Sunday's finale. Keep stacking these series wins. I know they lost at Atlanta a couple weeks ago, split with the Angels, but everything else outside of the first couple weeks of the season has been in their favor. And we talk about the Orioles in the bottom crashing and, you know, reality sets in, according to some. But as Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, says, at this stage, based on what you saw last year, especially since Rutschman is here, what you're seeing now is for real. This is a team capable of winning and getting into the postseason. And right now, Cordell, as you know, second best record in baseball, only three games out of first.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it up right now. You have to be very pleased with what you're seeing from this group. And they're winning in so many different ways. And I think at this point in the year, I think it's safe to kind of buy in. Now, at what is their ceiling more so is my question. I think they're a playoff caliber team right now. I find it tough to believe that and the crazier things have happened throughout the history of baseball, as you know. But for them to be second best right now, getting ready to head into June, playing as well as they are. Of course, the key will be to see how they play against that. We just saw them sweep the Blue Jays, but, you know, the Yankees, we know how the Yankees can be for them. So I am curious to see what they look like this series. But I got to tell you, I'm definitely starting to sip the Kool-Aid a little bit right now, because when their best players are playing the way that they are, and you mentioned Cedric Mullins, who's just been on a complete tear, I would say, over the last week or so. You really start to buy into what this team could be.
If you're looking for a weakness, and every team, obviously Cordell, has weaknesses, are we still looking at the starting rotation, even though the numbers have been respectable, if not better than respectable? The starters' earned run average has actually been among the best in baseball last couple of weeks. But for instance, Gerrit Cole tonight, Orioles don't have that. But then again, most teams don't. There's only one Gerrit Cole. But if they really want to achieve postseason success, are they still kind of lacking that level of starting pitcher?
I think so. And even though it's not a huge weakness for them right now, it's still an area that they can improve in. You can always get better. And I think that they have enough pieces to be able to improve that starting rotation. And you mentioned it, Bob. Yeah, a lot of teams don't have the Gerrit Coles or, you know, the Verlanders or any of these other veteran pitchers that have, you know, had a lot of postseason experience, not even necessarily just success, but just experience in a postseason. I think that may be what they need. If this is truly a playoff team, you would hate for them to get there and then their youth be the thing that kind of slows them down a little bit. You need somebody that kind of knows that land, knows the waters. I would like to see them not just get another veteran arm, but a veteran arm that can still play and has shown that they can play in the most important time of the year, because they're going to need it. We've seen that this lineup can go ice cold, and they're going to need pitchers especially in the postseason, to be able to get them to where they want to be.
Cordell Woodland joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, Cordell, when we're out there tomorrow, what are you looking for forward to seeing tomorrow during OTA practice?
Hey, you know, Lamar's there, by the way, Cordell, if you missed
that. Oh, is he? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm
sure you were running hot yesterday because the 22nd, he wasn't there, Cordell.
To be honest, I wasn't. I wasn't running hot, but I know you were. I know you were. And look.
That's why Chuck had me off yesterday.
Calm down, Vinny.
Smart man. But look, I mean, had we gone the whole week or the entire OTAs and we didn't see Lamar, I would definitely have more to say than I did when he missed football school. But he's there now. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I'm looking to see, of course, what this offense is looking like. I mean, that's
you're going to like it, Cordell.
Oh, I think so. I think so. You know, they've got a lot more weapons, and as long as these guys are healthy, I think the sky can be the limit for them. But I do want, because it's early, you know, it's OTAs, new system, a couple of new guys. It's going to take time for them to really start to look like, you know, at least a version of the team that we're going to see this season. But the number one thing I want to see is the spacing that we've heard a lot about from Todd Monken. I want to see, you know, where all they're lining Zay Flowers up at. We talked to John Harbaugh when I was out there for a little after rookie minicamp. He was talking about they were lining Zay Flowers up all over the field. So I am curious to see what types of ways they're at least exploring trying to use him. But the offense will be the number one thing, mainly the receivers right now is what I'm looking at.
And then, Cordell, you know what you need to check out tomorrow? Check out two things. Check out Charlie Kohler, because it's a different-looking dude. And then check out Ajabo, because he looks like a different dude, too.
Yeah, I mean, and this will, you know, be big years for both of them. Mm-hmm. Both of them were pretty much redshirted last year. And Kohler, I think, is in a unique situation because we know Ajabo is going to play. We know Ajabo's role right now on this team. And I believe Kohler's definitely going to get on the field for them, but I am interested to see how they use him because in years past, they have been very tight end centric. They have used a lot of tight ends, but going to Monken's system now and with them adding so much to the wide receiver room, how much will Kohler be on the field? I don't know. I'm not saying that I don't want him out there, especially in red zone situations. Definitely he should be out there, but I'm just curious to see how they plan to use him, and not just him, but even likely as well, just this tight end group has been so important for this Ravens offense over the years. I'm curious to see if it'll be as important in Todd Monken's offense.
Yeah. Who are you expecting, Cordell, to win the left guard spot?
Ooh, that's a tough one because even last year, I think we probably all would have been wrong before
Powers,
minicamp and everything, you know. So I really think it's kind of almost a roulette situation here where you could pick any of them. I think it's wide open. I like your idea of Faalele just because of the massive size that he has. And if he can match that with athleticism to be able to pull – to be able to move the way that Powers was able to do last year, I mean, that offensive line would be scary. It would be scary. It's nobody that would really be able to get through the middle with on that side, at least, when you talk about that left side and Stanley on the left, and you got my guy Linderbaum on his right. So I think that if he could end up being the guy that could be there, we could literally be looking at a brick wall for the left side of the line.
Now, Patrick Queen showing up yesterday, to me, that's a smart man, you know, because he's got to be all about next year becoming a free agent. And, you know, the better I play, the more money I make. If I'm sitting out and I get beat, in a rookie's plan, that doesn't look too good for his pocketbook.
Yeah, and honestly, I think Patrick Queen's a pro. I think he's a pro, man. Since day one, people can talk about the way that he's played or his inconsistencies at times. But the dude has gotten better every year. He's never really made any excuses. He always talks about what he feels like he can improve on. And we talked about Chuck Clark last year, who, you know, after they drafted Kyle Hamilton, we knew Chuck Clark wanted out. But Chuck Clark was there for everything. He was there for everything. And I thought he had a pretty good year, all things considered. For Patrick Queen, I think he's kind of looking to do the same thing. Like you said, he's no idiot. He's going to be able to make himself a nice amount of money by being out there and putting together the best years to this point in his career. So I'm expecting it because, again, he's gotten better every year. I expect him to take another leap this year. We saw how good he got even with Roquan Smith joining the team in the second half of the season last year. You give them an entire offseason together and going into a contract year for Patrick Queen this year, I think this dude is set for a breakout season.
Cordell Woodland, Shaking It Up Sports Weeknights here on 105.7 The Fan. Also have the Eastern Conference Finals Game 4. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard this one either, Cordell. Denver actually swept the Lakers, but LeBron's about to retire, so nobody cares.
Yeah, I was there, you know, for game 3 in the building, and I thought the Lakers would win that when they didn't, but I've been telling people the Nuggets are the best team in the league. Fox wanted to buy Miami, you know, now they're on the brink of sweeping Boston, the team that everybody was crowning before we even got to this point. We see what's going on with my Heat. Shout out to them. Also, Bob, I know you saw the Lomachenko robbery this weekend. That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
something's got to be done about these judges, because remember in a Tank fight, the scorecards were terrible, too, before Tank stopped that one.
Yep. It's an insane thing, that boxing. But we've seen worse decisions than Saturdays.
Oh,
but you train for 4 months, you bust your ass for 12 rounds, and three chair asses take it all away from you over the course of 12 rounds.
And this winner I would imagine, is going to get Stevenson. So, you know, I mean, I still think Stevenson Haney will be good. But Lomachenko and Stevenson would have been really good, too.
Maybe there's a rematch coming up here
as
well. Cordell, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow, Cordell.
Cordell Woodland, Shaking It Up Sports. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, it's the Whip Around, which will include a bench of that Lomachenko Haney fight for the undisputed lightweight championship. It was a controversial decision, or was it? In the eyes of some, maybe not as much. Preakness Stakes is done. National Treasure wins. Carmelo Anthony retired after 19 years. We got a lot of that coming your way. Lamar Jackson is out at OTAs. Oh, my God. It's a narrative change. Even Nolan is relieved. Or is he? I don't know. I can't tell with this guy. He's like an ice cube.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday down in Florida. East Final Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers looking to take, they're already in command, looking to take a death grip on the series. And that's exactly what happened.
Montour sends the puck in deep. Here's Matthew Tkachuk into the slot. Shot. Score! Reinhart! 1-0 Florida!
Kenny Albert, TNT, 1-0. Proved to be the final score of the game. The Panthers, who were expected to be one and done, because they played the Bruins, who set a record for most points in the season. They pulled a seven-game shocker. Now, here they are, Vinny, one win away from going to the Stanley Cup Final.
And, Bob, it's all about goaltending, man. Bobrovsky was not great. He was spectacular last night. He made some phenomenal saves. Because Carolina, I think, Bob, in the series, they've scored three goals or two goals. They haven't hardly scored. They can't score. That's the biggest problem, is they can't score. And Florida should have lost that game. Actually, Carolina could be up 2-1 in the series, you know, right now. But Florida, the goaltending has been phenomenal for them. And I don't see them losing, you know, three straight times.
I think it's happened twice in hockey.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, Florida's playing too good. I mean, their chemistry and everything is really, really good. And Tkachuk's making a ton of plays. I mean, he's got two game winners so far.
And now in the West, game three tonight in Dallas, the Knights, Golden Knights, that is, of Las Vegas, they're up 2-0. So they're looking to put the Stars on the brink of defeat coming up at 8 o'clock. Puck drop. Check that one out.
And, Bob, I think they've had two overtime games. You know, one was the four overtime. So I'm expecting Dallas to win on home ice tonight. I think it's going to be a hell of a series because it's been tightly contested, you know, and another overtime game. Or I could see Dallas. If somebody blows somebody out, Dallas blows out Vegas tonight.
Now, the NBA Conference Finals in the West, it came to an end last night in L.A. The Nuggets were down big in the first half. Second half, it was all about Denver. And in the end, it was, you know, arguably the best player in basketball doing what best players do.
Shot clock at 4. Jokic has to put it up. Falling away, puts it up. Bang! Nikola Jokic knocks it down. His foot was on the line. A two-pointer. What a shot.
Got a bang from Mike Breen and ESPN. 113-111 final score. And the Nuggets sweep the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals to advance for the first time during their NBA tenure to the finals there. They made the finals in the ABA. Remember, famously, the last ever ABA finals, the Nuggets lost to Dr. J and the then New York Nets. And they had teams get to the conference finals, the David Thompson, Dan Issel teams, late 70s, lost to Seattle in 78, 85. The Alex English Issel teams lost to the Lakers. Carmelo, who we'll talk about in a second, they lost to Kobe and those guys back in 09. But finally breaking through, Michael Malone, Loyola grad, Loyola Greyhound, that is. And Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists. And the guy, you know, does he look impressive like a Karl Malone specimen?
No.
No. But can he play basketball as well, if not better than anyone? Yeah, back-to-back MVPs say that. And for the first time, getting to the championship round in the National Basketball Association. Tonight, Miami's at Boston, or excuse me, they host Boston, looking to close them out. Game three. Sunday night is like, I mean, did Boston even care? Because I know Shaq Attack and Barkley were destroying them after the game, because that thing was an M&M-er, a mismatch.
No doubt. And yeah, the coach was embarrassing listening to
Joe
him
Mazzullo,
after.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, I mean, he didn't know how to handle it. And, it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, Bob, if Miami can get up early, you know, get up like 10, 15, or does Boston shut it down?
It looked like that might be in their DNA.
Ooh, they were down 30.
Yeah, what we saw in game three. So Boston, after they survived Philly in seven games, you figured it was all about the Celtics. Now Miami Heat, 8 seed, looking to get to the championship round again under Spoelstra and everything they're doing out there with Jimmy Buckets and Bam Adebayo, and doing all of this without Tyler Hero, who got hurt very early
coaching
in the
matters.
Playoff process. No doubt about that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Carmelo Anthony announced via video, one of them Insta-face thingies there, that he's retiring after 19 years. Now it's time for my annual Carmelo Anthony story, and it's a true one. I don't lie. 1999, Towson Catholic, my cousin Mike Haney, nephew, quite frankly, can verify it because he was there. He played for Catonsville, and they were playing TC in a summer league game at Old Towson Catholic. So I drove by to see it because Keith Jennifer was a recruit coming out of Towson Catholic, went up signing with Virginia. So I heard of him. They had Gil Goodridge, Byron Joins was a young player, and obviously Mike Haney. So I'm there, and I'm watching the game, and this little skinny kid destroying everybody on the floor. And Mike Daniel, head coach at the time of TC, used to come on my basketball show on WNST. I called him after the game. I was like, who the hell was the skinny kid that was, like, destroying everybody? He said, that's Carmelo Anthony. He's going to be a star. So I called Dave Tellup, who was a recruiting analyst for Prep Stars Recruiter's Handbook in North Carolina, who now works for the Spurs and has a bunch of championship rings.
Oh, nice.
So I called Dave. I'm like, dude, I just saw the best player in Baltimore yesterday. He goes, who is it? I say, Carmelo Anthony. He goes, yeah, whatever. Never heard of him before. The next year, fall, he's calling me asking what the box score was for Carmelo and Towson Catholic. And 2 years later, voted him into the McDonald's All-American game. Yeah, true story. And I was the PA announcer for the Battle of Baltimore, where Carmelo and John Gilchrist and Chris McCray, Jared Jack, a bunch of other guys played at Towson. This was 2002. And here we are 21 years later, and he's retiring as the ninth all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA.
Wow.
Led Syracuse to a national championship, a freshman his own
year. Why do you go to Syracuse?
I don't know. Jim Boeheim's piped into Baltimore.
Okay.
During his long and lengthy, now over, career with the Orange. But, yeah, Syracuse had a little Baltimore little run there over the years. But, yeah, Carmelo Anthony, congratulations to you. Devin Haney beat Vasily Lomachenko, disputed decision. 10th round, Dave Moretti gave it to Haney. I don't know what he was watching. That's the most egregious of them all. National Treasure wins the Preakness over Blazing Sevens and Mage. Now 3 weeks from Saturday, off to the Belmont. This day in sports history, May the 23rd, Wilfred Benitez, speaking of boxing, knocked out Morris Hope in the 12th round in Las Vegas to become the youngest ever three-division champ at 22 years old. Benitez won his first belt when he was 17. To this day, still the youngest fighter to ever win. Wilfred Benitez, 42 years ago, knocked out Mo Hope, who had no hope after that right hand, and they could have counted to 1,000. And that one, 1979 Orioles history, Memorial Stadium. Pat Kelly hit a walk-off three-run bomb of a Bob Stanley. Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-2. Eddie Murray also went yard that day. Tippy Martinez got the win. 2014. By the way, May 23rd was not a good day for the Orioles. That's why we only have two games. 2014, Oriole Park in Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Indians 8-4. Nolan, you remember this one. Nelson Cruz hit his 15th homer of the year. Chris Davis in his seventh and drove in four runs. And Bud Norris, your all-time favorite Orioles starting pitcher. He picked up his third win as the Orioles beat the then Cleveland Indians 8-4. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, turning up Tuesday. When we come back, reset the program for you. We're going to talk about OTAs happening at One Winning Drive this week. And a familiar face apparently is there. So we can all relax and actually talk about football stuff here on The Fan.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, it's early because we've only really been on the field now a week and a half.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So we're just in the infant stages of doing some of that. And game dictates tempo, players dictate tempo. So as we move forward, we'll have a better idea in terms of where that presents itself for us.
Todd Monken, Ravens OC, a couple weeks back, met with the media out at a football school. Question was, the offense being a little bit more up-tempo this year than we've seen the last couple seasons with Greg Roman. And Vinny, you just heard, I mean, many different layers to making that a reality, but the big layer is number eight, and he's there at one winning drive.
And now, you know, they can full steam ahead, which is going to be good. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, like during individual drills and stuff, Bob, I don't, you know, Lamar, go do your thing. You know, I want to watch it when it's Pascal and they get the team, you know, and see how he's operating the offense, and when they throw routes to receivers, I'm going to be checking. I want to watch Flowers. I want to see Bateman, how he's, you know, back from the foot, and is everything good there? I mean, so there's a lot of good stuff to watch tomorrow, just because, you know, hadn't seen a lot of these guys in a long time. I mean, saw quite a few, especially defensively last week at quarterback or at football school, and then this week, you know, with the offensive guys and stuff. And they'll have helmets and jerseys on, so it'll be much easier, you know, to see. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
When we talk about, or Monken talks about making it more up-tempo, what are the big keys to making that a reality?
The quarterback.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the quarterback because, Bob, the quarterback, you know, he's the one that's got to be, you know, let's go, let's go, let's go. Everybody up the line, you know, and they'll have practiced all that. So, like, when you get in, you know, that tempo in a game, it becomes second nature. It's not new to them. And now, you know, I mean, out there, it's going to be somewhat new to them. When I watched them at practice, you know, the other day, it was like, go, go, go. I mean, they were like, boom, like, you know, they were getting like four play. You know, colleges run 90 plays. The NFL runs like 60.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are going to, you know, push. So, and I think you asked me last week, Bob, about, because we always saw what Giro is like, 5, 4, 3.
Very intolerant. I mean, but it was really, it was tough and it was frustrating. And Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, they have a game late in the season where they called a timeout and then came out and had to call a timeout because they couldn't get the playoff in time.
Which is a penalty of its own,
yes.
Right? You can't do that back-to-back.
Cannot. Did that, lost the game against Buffalo. They kicked a field goal with the extra 5 yards, cost us the game. LeBron. I keep looking at LeBron. Lamar.
Kind of sick of looking at LeBron on ESPN right now.
Lamar was going to have much more responsibility at the line of scrimmage. And that's going to, because with Giro, he had none. Giro was control freak. Giro had to control it all. Lamar had, you go up to the line, you know, just like, hey, run your play.
So what's the benefit of that? And maybe the thing that would concern you were, you know, the quarterback, which happened for years and years and years and years in the NFL, having more control than, say, the OC does.
Well, the good thing is Lamar, you know, can change things at the line of scrimmage. You see blitzes coming, or you see this, or, you know, because a lot of times you'll get, like, Monken may go, say like a run play, and I'll go like, cause what we used to do when I was quarterback in college, 22, 27 check with me. So when you go up to the line, you go blue 22. So, you know, because you're trying to run it, whatever front that you're looking at, what is your key, you know, it's either right or it's left. So you get the option of running it right or left, you know, and then you're calling it out there, and then everybody knows, you know, you're running the off-tackle play to the left or to the right. And, you know, the same could be, you know, with the passing stuff. So Lamar is going to have a lot of options, you know, so Todd is going to give him a play, and it may be 1, 2, or 3, you know, run pass option type stuff. And, you know, Todd doesn't know if he's running or throwing it. He'll know, you know, at the snap, because he'll see what's happening, that, all right, it's coming to pass, you know, those kind of things. So I think it's going to be great for Lamar. And I would think that when Lamar's interviewed, not today, but, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks from now, whenever it is again, he's going to say, I love this offense. I'll guarantee you that's going to come, because he's going to have so much more involvement.
And we're going to talk about the weapons coming up at the top of the hour. News from the Nest Style, just tuning into the show, Turn It Up Tuesday, Vinny and Haney, Jeff Zrebeck, and now multiple reports. Lamar's there.
Yeah.
So he's not blowing off OTAs. He wasn't there yesterday, mm-hmm. but he was spotted today, and we're assuming is on the practice field and will be there tomorrow when OTAs are open to the media. So if you want to get in, maybe do a little mea culpa.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, I gave him the business, but now that he's there, we can all move on with football-related discussion.
Yeah. If he wasn't there, we'd still be killing him, Bob. Now that he's shown up, okay, now let's move on, and let's get it going, and let's get everybody there, and let's get the offense rocking and rolling, and Lamar, learn everything, and you know, it's time to go. It's time to go, because all the projections and stuff, Ravens got as good a chance as anybody to go to Super Bowl. So now it's about keeping people healthy and getting people right, getting people improving, and getting people ready.
And talk about the ceiling for that offense when we get to news from the Nest at the top of the hour. When we get to NFL lunch later in the show, there is a fancy name, not showing up to OTAs. We'll tell you who that is. That's just your hint is he's got local ties. So, you know, connect dots back to playoff games. Don't make me tell you who it is. It's called a tease. But when we come back, we got a fun out trip. Nolan McGraw, Orioles are taking on the Yankees. Big three-game series between two of the hottest teams in baseball, certainly in the American League. Ryan Ripken will be joining us to preview that one. Also look back at that Orioles sweep of the Blue Jays. North of the border over the weekend, Doug Farrar, USA Today, will talk some NFL with us as he joins us for the fun part of the year, OTAs, and, you know, Lamar's here. What does this mean for the Ravens? We can all relax. And again, we'll get into the ceiling as he sees it for Baltimore in what is going to be, we think, a very, very competitive AFC. Oh, by the way, you can now flex Thursday night games.
Yeah.
That's all fun and exciting, isn't it?
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're off, Kermit! Yeah.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles in New York tonight. The Bronx in particular taking on the Yankees. Start of a big three-game series that'll leave big for late May. Orioles coming off the sweep of the Blue Jays in Toronto. Yankees handling their business as they've won four in a row. Two hot teams getting together tonight. Yankee Stadium, 7:05. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Jim Hunter get you ready for the opener. It's Garrett Cole for New York, undefeated against Kyle Bradish, pitching very well for the Orioles as of late. Looking up at MLB Network, see Tyler Wells. He's on the tube there as he has the lowest whip of all qualifying starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. Looking at ESPN. Well, first of all, we'll go to the right, where from my vantage point, got NFL Network. It's Good Morning Football. Mm-hmm. By the way, their top story was a big deal. Lamar not at OTAs. Well, he's there.
Right.
So, with that, you look to my left. And then it's ESPN, and it's nothing but LeBron. I mean, it's nauseating. They got swept. That's the big story. But LeBron hinted after the game to Dave McMenamin, from ESPN, by the way, that he might be thinking about retirement. So now that's become their big narrative. Screw OTAs, screw Major League Baseball, screw the Stanley Cup playoffs, which, by the way, they'll have a game on their network tonight.
Yeah.
Screw all that. LeBron might retire. Oh, and by the way, Denver swept him. So Nolan McGraw, get in here for a second. What do you think? I don't like these narratives being shoved down your throat. And that's kind of what the four-letter network does. They tell you what the narrative is, but cement heads still watch this stuff and watch it in a big way. We haven't heard one word come out of it, but every time I look up, it's nothing but Lakers. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it.
Well, it's always about the losing team.
Put Price is Right on. It's very exciting. I want to see if somebody can get the jackpot there.
I don't see the Price is Right until March Madness rolls around, and it comes on right before that first CBS game. That's the
Actually,
only time
I think
I
we're
see
at
it.
The Super Jackpot. It's 11:50 or whatever. The Showcase Showdown. Pardon me. It's been a while.
But it is. It's always about the losing team. It's never about the winner, and it is annoying because whether it's the Jokic fatigue or not, it is a historic win
for them. Yeah, but Norm,
if
flip it. If the Lakers would have won, forget about it. We'd never hear. They would have never even mentioned Denver.
Denver. Nothing.
That's true. I should qualify that. The losing team that is the bigger name. So, like, when the Cowboys lose, even when nobody cares about the Cowboys, what are the Cowboys doing? The Lakers, the Yankees, Duke basketball.
Well, look, with Boston tonight against Miami, it's not about what the Heat are doing. It's what Boston isn't doing.
And that's another chance for history. Like, it was history for Denver to make the finals. It would be history for the Heat. Would be the second time an 8 seed has ever made the finals.
And to sweep Boston, that would be pretty impressive on their part. But it's just, there's so much going on. And for 4 hours to be devoted.
No.
Now, locally, it's one thing to get into a certain, all right, Ravens, Orioles, Terps, whatever the big story is. But this is a national show. You think somebody in Des Moines, Iowa gives two bleeps that, you know, LeBron might retire?
Apparently, they watch it. I don't know. People watch it.
don't know. Got me running hot all of a sudden.
They wouldn't do it if no one watched.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, before we get to the fun house, tell everyone how your move went.
Oh, it was good. Week. It was smooth. As smooth as can be when you're working with your parents there. They tried their best to muddy it up, make it difficult, but we made it through. And everything is as close to being in order, 100% as it could be. A little dryer issue, but nothing I can't fix. So.
Right.
Not really.
How sad was your mom when they left?
Probably a little sad, but I called her the next day, so she was very happy about that. Mm. As long as I call her every, at least once a week, she'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, just because you move out doesn't mean you lose touch.
Right. I keep reminding her,
too. You need
to
move to China.
Exactly.
They're only 40 minutes away.
That's what I keep reminding her. I was farther away when I went to college.
Yeah, you'll long for home cooked meals. I'm assuming you'll drive up there and get some grub going
on. Hey, Memorial Day, long weekend.
And you'll miss your
bars
up there at Shippensburg.
I miss the prices, that's for sure.
You just got it. Where are you going? You're in White Marsh now?
In White Marsh, yeah.
Yeah. Things get real.
Got a Green Turtle over there, pretty nice.
Yes, they do. We've been there to do the football show, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored.
Your talent level's probably increased.
It has. I've noticed.
Oh, that was a smile.
Well, there's, I know. Well, there's more numbers.
You kind of. That's right. There's power in numbers.
Right. Now you have the one girl at Chippensburg where everybody's trying to fight for. Now you have more to choose, more selection to choose from. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to that fun house.
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, we did get a lot of texts here before the Lamar news broke that he is actually in the building today, but some still worth reading here.
All right, let's do it.
One texter presented an interesting point. Said, could his absence and maybe future absences be about taxes? Florida, no state income tax versus Maryland, has to maintain a residency in Florida, be there for a certain amount of days out of the year.
Talking to the wrong guy about that.
I don't know about that.
Even if that is true, that's poor planning on his part either way. Another John in Rising Sun said, didn't Lamar say that he received the digital playbook on the iPad weeks ago and he had been studying it? Vinny, how do you know he was not studying or putting in that work on his own time?
I'm not 100%. I don't know. Just kind of got a feel. And my biggest thing is that it's so much easier to learn on the field and when you're doing it and stuff than just staring at a book that you really don't know any of the terminology or anything.
Another one here, texter says that Carmelo Anthony, talking about why he went to Syracuse, said Mike Lloyd, Dunbar High School, had ties with Syracuse, had that connection.
Sure. And Herman Harid went to Syracuse, among others. A lot of Baltimore dudes, I don't have the list in front of me, but of the 80s kind of early 90s vintage made it up there playing the carrier.
Did Boeheim, you know, like the.
I don't know what kind of dance he danced, but, you know, he danced as well as anyone in regards to recruiting.
Uh-huh.
And one more here from David, talking about another player's absence, Odell. Haven't really heard much of him. Says, if Odell was at the Preakness, which we saw he was, in Baltimore, why was he not able to show up at the Castle?
Yeah, I think he kind of made it known. I think he told them when he was going to be there. And I'm guessing it's going to be, is next week June?
Yes. I think Thursday's June 1st.
So I'm guessing he's going to be there the week prior to the mandatory mini camp and then the mandatory mini camp. That's my guess.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, news from the Nats, talks of Ravens with you. Start looking at this offense and the ceiling for it. assuming health, which is always an incorrect thing to assume because somebody always goes down, unfortunately. But we'll play this game just for you know what's a giggles. Buy or sell coming up at 12:15. Ryan Ripken, talk about those Orioles. Cedric Mullins brilliant over the weekend, especially Sunday against Toronto as the Orioles sweep the Blue Jays. Now it's the Yankees and Birds getting it on. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6 o'clock as me and Jim Hunter get you ready. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Going to reset the program, give you an American League East standings update as well. Doug Farrar joins us for some NFL lunch from USA Today coming up at 1 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.